And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we approach thy throne of grace, we come, Lord, asking that thy blessings would be upon this institute of learning, upon the faculty, upon the students, realizing, our Father, that there are many pressing needs within each of our lives. But for the service at which we have to perform and to do for thee, we ask that thou would bless and keep us ever near you. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity of worship, that we might come aside from the busy activities of the day, that our hearts might be lifted unto the throne of grace, there to receive strength, comfort, and help. We ask, Father, that thy will be done, that thou would speak through thy speaker, that our hearts might be warmed and filled for service unto thee. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and for his sake. Amen. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you a man that I have grown to love very much. This being the second year that I have known him, he's a second year, a senior of the certificate class. Brother Claude Bill Dunston, who hails from Lewisburg, North Carolina, he's the pastor of the Mount Level Baptist Church in Durham. As he comes to speak today, you pray that God will use him.
Oh, that the words of my mouth, the meditation of mine heart, be acceptable unto thy sight, O Lord, our strength, our Redeemer. We do thank God for the opportunity to have to share with you God's holy word. I'd like to thank Brother Forrester for assisting us today. And certainly, we express our greatest appreciation to the students of the certificate program for selecting us to be the speaker for this very hour. Since being at Southeastern, I have been well blessed with inspiration received from the instructors and the students whom we've come in contact with. We do ask that you pray with and for us, that God shall be lifted at this hour. Third chapter of Revelation, the 15th and the 16th verses. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Used for a title, There is Hope in Jesus Christ. There is Hope in Jesus Christ. This particular scriptures is John was on the Isle of Patmos in exile because of his stand for our Lord and Master. And certainly as he was instructed to write to the seven churches of Asia Minor. And this church of Laodicea being the last, and the city itself being a city of great wealth. The city was known for manufacturing black wool from which carpet and cloth was made. It was also known for its great medical school. The city was very prosperous and it was rich. It was rich because of the blessing that God had provided for them. The city was so rich until when it was destroyed in AD 60 by the earthquake, they did not need assistance financially from the Roman Emperor to rebuild the city. They had the necessary resources. But the wealth of this particular city put them on easy street, so to speak. They had become complacent with the material goods of this world. Sometimes we find ourselves in this same situation today. There are times when we today, after receiving God's blessings, we come to the place that we are satisfied with present conditions. But we are here to say this morning that God is for everlasting. We are here to say that God is not pleased with the manner in which we are conducting our lives. Because in many cases, we too are like the Laodiceans. Many of us have great wealth. Many of the churches of our land today are very prosperous. We are able to build the finest of structures. We are able to get the best of training. Yet within the framework of our structure itself, many times our doors are closed against Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not allowed to come in. This is what was happening at this particular church. They had come to the final state of apostasy. That is, they had lost their religious faith. We too find ourselves in this situation sometimes today. We talk much about the faith that we have in God Almighty, the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. But yet when the storms of life begin to rage, when we're backed up against the wall, so to speak, we find that we're lacking in the faith that we talk about. We like to say that there is still hope in Jesus Christ today. Sometimes if we would perhaps ask the question about our faith and how we stand with God, maybe we would think that we are satisfied and we are all right with our belief. But many times, what we really believe, sure enough, is expressed in the negative attitude of many songs that we sing, some of which we would like to share with you. We sing sometimes Sweet Hour of Prayer and content ourselves with 5 minutes a day or sometimes less. We sing off over 1,000 tongues and won't use the one that we have for the great Redeemer's praise. We sing sometimes, blessed be the tithe that bind, and let the least little offense serve us from it. We sing sometimes, serve the Lord with gladness. Yet many times we gripe about everything we have to do. We sing sometimes we are marching to Zion, but we don't march to church and Sunday school and midweek passes. We sing sometimes, I love to tell the story. Sometimes we don't mention it all the year. We sing sometimes, cast our burden upon the Lord, but we worry ourselves into nervous breakdowns. We sing, have thine own way, Lord, but yet we declare that our way is the best. We sing, speak to me, Jesus. Tell me thy will. We won't stand still long enough to hear what his will is. Then many times when we hear it, we start to think that God's will is not our will. Therefore, we won't listen anyway. Then we sing sometimes, oh, how I love Jesus. Yet we can't stand each other. Many times the person we sit beside, many times the person that we live next door, we hate them. Many times in the world, the society in which we live, as we come in contact with each other, it's a question in our mind as to how can we love Jesus except we love each other. This cannot be done. And as we think as of the situation today, as to the black against the white and the whites against the black, and the love that God would have us to have, we think of the most segregated hour in our history is 11 o'clock on Sunday morning at church service. Then we ask ourselves, where is the love we talk about? Where is the love that we sing about? The church in Laodicea, I was a lukewarm church. And the instructions given here, I wish you were one or the other. I wish you would make up your mind as to just what you're going to be or how you're going to be it. You either ought to be hot or cold. We ought to know today in whom we put our trust. We ought to know today that we have eternal life with the Almighty God. Many times, if you're a coffee drinker, you don't want to drink lukewarm coffee. It's just sickening to you. So it is with lukewarm water. Therefore, Jesus said, here I spill you out of my mouth because you make me sick. You've taken my rich blessings and you use them to your own personal gain. Yet I want you to know today that there is hope in Jesus Christ. We'll have you to know today that the hope lies here. And the 20th verse, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. This is a challenge to us today, children. We must stand and open the door and let Jesus Christ come into our lives. We must let the word of God sink down into the very souls of us. We must somehow accept the love of God, not only for ourselves, but for those in whom we come in contact with. The voice is standing. All we have to do is open the door and let him in. Somehow, in order to do this, we must have an encounter with the eternal God Almighty. Somehow we must be able to see him as he is. We must be able to stand still to know that God is alive today, that God is existing, that God loves us. And as a result of God loving us, then we should love each other. Well, some say that in order to see God, we have to put ourselves in a certain position. This is true. We must be in the right atmosphere. We must be able to see him as he is, realizing the fact that we cannot observe him with the natural eye, but through the eye of faith, we can uphold his beauty. And I like to think of those who came on the scene in the biblical days, who gave a knowledge of the fact. Moses, as he was watching his father-in-law's sheep, Jethro, he saw this God we're talking about. He saw him in the form of a burning bush. And God spoke to him and said, stand still, don't come any closer, because the ground in which you stand is holy ground. I like to see Ezekiel as he saw it. He saw him as a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And I like to think of the big wheel moving by faith and the little wheel moving by the grace of God. I like to think of Daniel as he saw it. Daniel said, saw him as a stone cut out of the mountain, not by him. Came rolling to Babylon, cutting down the great emperors there. We must see somehow this Jesus Christ. We must let the love of God prevail in our hearts. We must have an encounter with him. We must know for ourselves that we can be personal witnesses. That we know our Redeemer liveth, because he lives in our souls. Paul met him one day. Paul, when he was on the Damascus road, he saw this Jesus. Paul, he was knocked down, he was made blind. But Paul said, last of all, after being seen by many, so he was seen of me. One born out of due season. One born at the right time. The time in which the world needed him most. And he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Well, I say to you today that there is hope in Jesus Christ. We must accept Christ today as our personal Lord and Savior. We must let the love of God prevail. And I like to think about God, Jesus Christ, as he came to this world. I like to think of how he brought grace and redemption to a world that was lost in sin. I like to think of how he brought hope and eternal life. I like to think of the grace even that Paul talked about. Paul said, the grace of God has made me what I am, not that I boast of myself. As it was not for the grace of God, where would any of us be today? We are not so good that we deserve the goodness of God Almighty. If it was not for the grace of God, we too may be watered in the ditch with the drunk. If it not were for the grace of God, we too may be with the dope addicts today. If it was not for the grace of God, we may be wrapped up with alcoholics today. But the grace of God is sufficient. And like our brother John Newton, he realized too in his condition, as how he wrote that song, Amazing Grace, how sweet it sounds, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now found, was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come, but grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Our grace is God right in my book today. Grace is everlasting. Grace is what we need to know, that there is hope in Jesus Christ. There is hope for us today. We will accept the word of God. If we would accept his teaching, if we will live according to the golden rules, that we love each other as God has loved us. Yes, the great wealth that we have today sometimes is the hindering block to keep us separated from God Almighty. Because many times we put this before God. We're here to say this morning, we're here to say that we too are going to be like the Laodiceans without a change for this country. We too must bow down. We too must come to grips with ourselves and realize we are not our own, but we are bought with a price. And that price is Jesus' blood that he shed on Calvary. We must come to realize that God has sent his son here. We might have this opportunity. We might have salvation applied to our souls. We might have the grace, which is the unmerited gift of God Almighty. We might have something in which the world can't give. Even though we're going to be challenged, even though we're going to be rebuked, we're going to be scorned, even though we're going to be talked about after doing our level best. But yet, the hope in Jesus Christ, this gives us more momentum. This gives us a greater attitude. This gives us something by which we can go every day. We can strive daily. Do the will of the Father. There is hope in Jesus Christ. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Any man hear my voice, let him open. I will come in and sup with him. And there's a time in our history that men of God, particularly those who profess to be ministers of the Lord, word of the Lord Jesus Christ, ought to be able to stand up without hesitation, regardless of what the consequences might be. We ought to be able to preach a true and unadulterated gospel today. Makes no difference to where we come from or where we're going. The world is hungry for the word of God. There's hope in Jesus Christ if we preach it. Many times we find that some of us are afraid to preach the gospel. Sometimes we're afraid because we might lose our jobs that we have. Sometimes we're afraid that we might cut off the bread which is coming into us. But I tell you, God Almighty, his word will never fail. God has promised to take care of us if we would put our hope and trust in him. Disregarding the wealth of this country, the wealth that we have today, we put our hope in Jesus Christ. This is where the answer is for us today. All of the knowledge that we're able to gather here at the seminary, how great it is. With all the resources that we have in this great country we live. But in many respects, we can see it every day that something is lacking in our lives. We have gotten about the love of God. The love of God is not prevailing as it should. Love of God does not run from one to the other. But it's a challenge to us today, those of us who are studying God's word, that we might be better able to serve him. This love must first be applied to our hearts. We must apply it first to self, and then we can help those who are in need. We challenge us. There is hope in Jesus Christ. Why not let the love of God come? Why not let the love of God walk with us every day? Not just on Sunday, but every day in the week. Wherever we go on our jobs, wherever the word is needed. Not saying that when we do this, we're not going to be liked by the world. We're going to be despised. We're going to be rejected by our friends and loved ones. When this rejection comes, we have a greater hope in God Almighty. Because friends can only go so far. Friends can only go so far, but after a while, they shall turn their backs on us. After a while, they shall walk away from us, shaking their head, wondering, what can I do? There is no hope in them. But the hope remains in Jesus Christ. The hope lies in the faith we have in God Almighty. Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I had an encounter one day with Jesus Christ. I realized the day when he came into my life, when he let me know that he was the hope of my eternal joy. I can tell the world today, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to those that believe. The world needs to hear the gospel. The world is caught up in its richness today. God is depending on us God is looking for us to let the world know that destruction waits them down the road. God is depending on us to open our mouths, tell the world of their destiny. God is depending on us to tell the world of their sins. God is depending upon us. And after telling it, then we must live that life. We must live the life that we preach about. We must live the life that we sing about. We must live the life that we pray about. Because the works that we do will speak for us. The life that we live will say more than we can ever say. Let the word of God be applied to our hearts. Let us realize the hope of our eternal joy. There is hope in Jesus Christ to all those who believe. Let us pray. Eternal God, in whose presence we do now bow, to God we do thank thee for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Dear God, we do thank thee for these our people. We thank thee for this seminary. We thank thee for all that thou hast provided for us. As we have come to the close of this hour, we pray, O God, thy blessing upon us. We pray, O God, that we might be better servants for thee as we depart from this place. We pray, O God, as we begin the new year, we shall begin with a greater determination to speak thy truth to a person generation. God, and bless us now as we wait before thee. In the name of thy Son, Jesus, we pray.